It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Mineota High School for tonight's Camden Conference softball matchup between Lacapaul Valley and the Mineota Camby Vikings on a warm, warm Tuesday afternoon, almost 95 degrees. And I got out of my car in the parking lot here, and I'm in the first row right next to the Lacapaul Valley dugout. This is the Subway pregame show. We'll get to your State Farm Insurance started. I am still going to start this game about 15 minutes earlier. They're already ready to go here, so we might just hang on here as we go. The umpire said, let's play ball. So, it's supposed to be a 4:30 start. Looks like closer to 4:15 or so. So, anyway, Madison Hennen is the pitcher. This is an important game here. Mineota comes in undefeated in conference play at 11-0. Lacapaul Valley's 9-1. And we're going to start the game just like that. How about that, folks? Here's your first pitch of the game, and it's a swing and a miss by Jalen Lee. Your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Lacapaul Valley: Jalen Lee, Kendall Shelstead, Brandy Meyer, the first three batters for Lacapaul Valley, facing probably one of the best pitchers in the state, Madison Hennen. And look at Jalen Lee, pounds the ball out to right field for a base hit. And so Lacapaul Valley, leadoff batter Jalen Lee, strokes the ball out to right field, and the Eagles have a base runner. Here's Kendall Shelstead. I was mentioning Madison Hennen is the pitcher. She's a junior right-hander, and she is a very, very good pitcher for the Vikings. It was a swing and a miss there by Kendall Shelstead. Coach Scott Sawatsky gave me some stats here. So Kendall's batting 481, folks. 481, Shelstead is. Here's the pitch, and it's high. Here's a throw down to second, and a stolen base for Jalen Lee. So Scott Sawatsky, the coach, running Jalen Lee, stealing the base. And the Eagles have a runner in scoring position here in the top of the first inning. Get to your rest of your State Farm Insurance starting lineups here. Shelstead takes the pitch high. And it's three balls, two strikes. Got a full counter, Kendall Shelstead. Mineota Camby Vikings. Here's a pitch. There's a shot down the right field line, right over the head of first base coach Ryan Lee. Vikings 16 wins and two losses on the season. And, of course, they will play in Class Dumpton Tournament. Here's the next pitch. There's ball four. So the Eagles, Jalen Lee starts the game off with a base hit and then a walk to Kendall Shelstead. And here's Brandy Meyer. Brandy Meyer, the shortstop. Brandy's batting 357. And a pitch gets by the catcher, Huzzabuzz, and the runners move up. So the Eagles have runners on second and third. And we got a little discussion. It was a strike called. Madison Hennen, the pitching, to Coach Sawatsky and Coach Lee visiting with the home plate umpire. But if that was a ball or strike, and they called it a strike to Brandy Meyer. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss for strike two. So Brandy falls behind 0-2 at the plate. Nobody out, top of the first. Here's a pitch, and that's high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. You got a really nice scoreboard here at the softball complex here in Mineota. Set runners on second. There's a pop-up in the infield, and Huzzabuzz It goes foul. It's just a count remains one ball, two strikes to Brandy. Brandy Meyer. Brandy has that fifth swing and a miss for strike three. There's your first strikeout for Madison Hennen. One out, and it brings up Kayla Jan. Kayla Jan batting .444, 19 RBIs on the season for Kayla Jan. So the Eagles have Jalen Lee at third base, Shelstead at second. There's just one out. And Hennen in her windup, and a bunt is foul out of play over the backstop. I haven't been to the softball complex here in a long time in Mineota, and they've really made a lot of improvements. Madison Hennen, one strike to Jan, and she squares one bunt, pulls it back. Eagles threatening the score here in the top of the first inning. No score. Shelstead at second base, Lee at third, and there's a bunt right back to the pitcher, a line drive bunt off the bat of Kayla Jan, and went right to Madison Hennen, and she catches it for the second out. So here's Callie Kahn. Let's see if Callie Kahn can hit in her teammates, Jalen Lee at first and Shelstead at second, pitches in the dirt for ball. Pearson Huzzabuzz is the catcher for Mineota Candy. Hennen in her windup, and the pitch is high. Man, she throws a fastball. So she's one of the better pitchers in the section here. And the windup and the pitch by Hennen, and that's in the dirt. Ball three, 3-0 to Callie Kahn. Zoe Doctor waiting her turn on deck. No leading off in softball, so Shelstead's on the second base bag. Jalen Lee on the third, and the pitch is a strike on 3-0. So it's 3-1. Kelly will probably be swinging here. A little windy. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ground ball to third base. Goes by the third baseman. Now it gets by the left fielder. Two runs are going to score. Kahn's on her way to the third base. Kelly Kahn. Two RBIs. No errors there. Just a hard hit ball between third and short. Greta Bicey, the ball just kind of, she got a piece of it and knocked it down a little bit. But a good piece of work there by Callie Kahn. And the Eagles have a 2-0 lead. Jalen Lee scoring from third, Shelstead from second. And here's a Zoe Doctor hits the ball to left field. She picks up an RBI single. Boy, the Eagles are swinging the bats here in the top of the first inning. Zoe Doctor hits the ball out to left field, and that scores Callie Kahn from third base, and it's 3-0, Lacaparo Valley. Here's Val Piotr. The pitch, swing and a miss. Big cut there by Val. Val batting .389. She has 12 RBIs. There's the pitch. There's a strike called to Piotr. 3-0 your score, top of the first inning. And Hennen delivers, swing and a miss for strike three. So strike three, so three straight strikes there to Piotr. And she strikes out to end the inning. But good inning, top of the first for the Eagles. They pick up three runs on three hits. And one error, and they leave one on base. We'll take a commercial break with Mineota coming to bat here in the bottom of the first. The Eagles lead 3-0.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92. Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous run farm in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887?
Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Come on over to the Madison VFW tonight, steak fry night. Proceeds going to the Madison Ambulance Service this time around, serving from 5:30 to 7:30. Everyone is welcome. That's steak fry night tonight at the Madison VFW. Come on over.
Welcome back to Minneota. Paul Ramo here for 292 Sports. The Eagles jump out to a 3-0 lead here in the first inning. Minneota batting. The leadoff batter, Greta Bicey, the left fielder, a sophomore, at the plate. She has a one ball, one strike. Guess who's pitching? Maya Swatsky. First action for Maya in 2 weeks. Maya's recovering from a wrist injury in her right throwing hand, so she has not played, she told me, in 2 weeks. So we'll see if she can dust off the rust. Here's a pop-up down the right field line. Jalen Lee in foul territory. Can't make the catch. Good effort there by the Eagles' first baseman, Jalen Lee, and then Val Goddard, the right fielder over there. They almost got there. Bicey at the plate, 2-2 count to Greta. The pitch, ground ball, first base, and that is fair, just over the first base bag. Gatter gets the ball in. You can hear the Minneota fans here. So there's your first hit of the ball game for the Minneota Vikings off the bat of sophomore Greta Bicey. Kirsten Huzzabuzz, the second baseman, or the catcher, excuse me, at the plate for the Vikings. Here's the pitch, a bunt down the third baseline, foul towards Coach Heidi Lawaji. It's windy, it's warm. I'm broadcasting right off the third base dugout where the Eagles are. So you'll hear a lot of noise. Here's the next pitch, it's high. Defensively for Lacapra Valley, Aiden Bond is catching, Jalen Lee at first, Kayla Janet second, Brandy Meyer at short, Kendall Shelton at third. She's showing bunt, pulls it back, and it's a strike. And now the runner goes on to second. There will be no throw. Bicey steals second base. One ball, two strikes to Kirsten Huzzabuzz. The Vikings have had a fantastic season. They have one regular season game left at Thursday. Oh, there's a solid hit to right field. Bond quickly gets it to third base. And Bicey goes to third on the hit. Kirsten Huzzabuzz with a single to left field. Solid hit to left field for Kirsten Huzzabuzz. Here's Joel Otto, the center fielder. So the Vikings are down 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. Have runners on the corners. Huzzabuzz at first. Bicey at third. Maya Sawatsky pitching. And the pitch is a strike, and there goes the runner to second. Huzzabuzz with a stolen base. Joel Otto swinging a hot bat this year. I've noticed her stats. She always has a lot of stats in the game. Sawatsky, runners on second and third, just like the Eagles had in top of the first. The pitch. Changeup, strike one. What a beautiful pitch there by Maya Sawatsky. Two strikes to Joel Otto. Two on, nobody out. There's a pitch outside for a ball. Boy, the Minneota fans to my left, the Lacapra fans are sitting in the bleachers right behind me, making a lot of noise. Here's a pitch from Sawatsky, change up, and that just missed for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Maya throws a nasty changeup. Bicey at third base, Huzzabuzz at second. The pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out. There's your first strikeout for Maya Sawatsky, and there's one out. Here's Emily Walker, the designated player for Minneota Canby. Looks down to Coach Lawaji. Emily Walker steps into the batter's box. Eagles have a 3-0 lead. Here's a pitch by Swatsky. There's a shot to left field. Solid hit. One run's going to score. They're going to get it in. Here's a play to the plate. She's safe. And now Walker's going to go to third base on the throw home. So it's 3-2. Walker with a solid hit to left. Two RBIs for Emily Walker. Good base run in there by Huzzaba. She's from second base. She didn't hesitate coming around third. The ball's hit. A solid hit to left field to Callie Kahn. Callie did a great job of getting it in, hit the cutoff, and Brandy Meyer threw home. And Bond unable to. It was a good throw. They would have had her out. But Aiden unable to hang on to the ball there. So two runs in. Here's Madison Hennin. And the pitch is way high for a ball. I believe it's 1-1, I believe, the Madison Hennin. So the tying run, Walker at third base. Here's Swatsky in her windup. The 1-1 pitch popped up in the infield. No con, the left fielder coming in and makes the catch. Tagging up there for Walker from third, and she slides in the home plate. We're tied up 3-3. So a sack fly there by Madison Hennin to left field. That was shallow left field. And two outs. Kahn makes the catch out left field. Actually threw a really nice ball to Bond at home. And Walker from third base tagging up made a nice slide in the home plate. Tell you, softball's a lot faster action than baseball. You got to keep your eyes open here. And Courtney Anthony swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. No time to look down at my scoreboard. Something's always happening. Maya Sawatsky in the circle for La Caparo Valley. Tied up 3-3. Pop swung on and fall back again by Courtney Anthony, the first baseman for Mineota Canby. Great crowd on hand here on a warm Tuesday. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Here's the pitch. Sawatsky swing and a miss. Struck her out, and that'll end the inning. Nice pitch there by Sawatsky. Yeah, she had two strikeouts in that inning. So that'll end the inning, but the Vikings come up with three runs on 1, 2, 3. Three hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. So we'll go to the top of the second. Good ball game. Camden Conference Championship on the line possibly here. La Caparo Valley and Mineota tied up 3-3. We'll be back with the Eagles coming to bat.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
All right, welcome back to Mineota. Paul Ramo here for Kill. Tied up 3-3. Two of the top teams in the Camden Conference. And as we come on a commercial break, Ryan Borsted just goes down swinging here in the top of the second. One out, and here's Aiden Bond, the catcher for the Eagles. Then it'll be the top of the order, and Jalen Lee. Madison Hennin, the pitch. Bond calls that one off. Bond, just a freshman. Eagles start six seniors, one junior, and one freshman. Madison Hennin, the pitch is high to Bond. Mineota Canby They start two seniors, four juniors, two sophomores, and one freshman. Here's the next pitch. There's a strike. One ball, two strikes to Bond. Well, each team scored three runs in the first inning on solid hits. Here's a swing and a miss. Strikeout number three, or strikeout number four for Madison Hinnon. And so two outs here in the top of the second. Jalen Lee, top of the order. Jalen started out the game with a solid hit to right field. And a pitch inside. Madison Hinnon, you can tell, is kind of in a different league with their speed. As hard as she throws the ball, it's unlike the other pitchers in the Camden Conference. She's got a powerful arm. Ball two to Jalen Lee. Let's see. And there's a strike to Jalen. Jalen batting 352, 15 RBIs on the season. The pitch, ground ball up the middle, base hit. Jalen Lee is two for two. How about that? Right over to second base. Bag. Jalen Lee gets on board again. And now batting with two outs is Kendall Shelstead. She walked, came around the score in the first inning. Hinnon pitch. There goes Lee down to second, and she is safe. The ball gets away from the shortstop. Now Jalen's on her way to third base. The throw from Huzzabuzz was on the money, but the shortstop unable to make the catch, and then it kind of ricocheted off her glove, went to right center field. Shelstead at the plate, one strike to Kendall. So Kendall has an RBI, could break this tie, 3-3. Pitch in the dirt, nice stop by the catcher, Kirsten Huzzabuzz. Good softball game here in the first inning. That's for sure. And there's a ground ball to the right side of the field, knocked down by the first baseman. Picks it up, and that's Courtney Anthony, and she'll step on the bag for the third out. The first baseman, Courtney Anthony, fielded the ball, kept it in front of her, and then picked it up, and all she had to do was touch first base for the third out. So for Lacapau Valley in the first inning, no runs on one hit. That was Jalen Lee. No errors, and they leave Lee at third base. We'll go to the bottom of the second here in Mineota. And right now, we are all tied up 3-3. We'll be right back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Paul Ramo back here in Mineota. We got a tie ball game, 3-3. Mineota batting here in the bottom of the second inning. Maya Sawatsky back in the circle for Lacapau Valley. Here's the first pitch. Popped up right above home plate. Bond, the catcher. Oh, she can't catch the ball, and I believe that was in foul territory. That was off the bat at Dakota Pesch. That ball, Dakota swung at the ball and went straight up in the air, right above home plate a long ways, and came down and just popped out of Bond's glove, the catcher. One strike. And the next pitch to Dakota Pesch. 7, 8, 9 batters here in the inning. Mineota Camby scored three runs in the first, as did Lacapau Valley. And we're tied 3-3. There's a pop-up, and it's going to go in the stands here behind me. Look out. And it's a strike. Dakota Pesch. She's playing second base. She's a senior. One ball, one strike to Dakota Pesch here in the bottom of the second. We only play one game. Here's the pitch from Swatsky, and that ball. Maya has some good speed, too. Can't believe section play is going to begin next week. Next Tuesday, actually, is the first section softball game. There's a pop-up center field, and Zoe Doctor come in. Brandy Meyer going out, oh, and drops between them. Meyer and Doctor just about collided with each other. So Pesh with a base hit. And nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Mackenzie Benarik at the plate. She's the right fielder, a sophomore, batting for Mineota Canby. Sawatsky, the pitch, a bunt, foul for strike one. So Coach Heidi Luwagi at third base, trying to move the runners over with nobody out. Pesh at first base after getting a base hit to center field. Benarik at the plate, the pitch. There's a ground ball to short. Meyer fields it. This could be two. To jam the first, and no, not in time. Benarik just beat the throw. That could have been a double play. Nice effort there by the Eagle defense. Randy Meyer fields it, tossed it to Jan at second. Jan made a nice throw to Lee at first, but Benarik beat the throw. So one out. And the pitcher goes to throw it on the second, and she's safe. That was a close play. Nice throw by Bond. But Benarik stole the second base. That was right on the money. Right on the money. Batting is Huzbuz, Isabel, number one. Isabel, the number nine batter, and she has one ball, one strike on her. One out. Bottom of the second, tied up 3-3. Go ahead, run. Is at second base. Pitch in the dirt. Nice stop with her chest protector by Aiden Bond. Maya Sawatsky, two balls, one strike to Huzzabuzz. The pitch. Strike two, right down the pipe. So there's two strikes there to Isabel, the third baseman for Mineota Canby. Canby's undefeated. Mineota Canby, there's a shot of a foul down the right field side. Out of play. Mineota Canby, they are 11 wins and no losses in the Camden Conference. The Eagles only have one loss. They're 9-1, and each team has a game Thursday. So realistically, this is for the conference championship. So, called strike three. Nice pitch by Sawatsky. Looking there. Two outs. Big out there. Nice job by Maya Sawatsky. Here's the top of the order. And Greta Bicey. Bicey got a base hit to right field in her first at-bat. Big at-bat here early in the game. There's a swing and fall back to the backstop. Bicey at the plate. Benarik at second base. She represents the go-ahead run. We are tied 3-3. Eagle defense ready. Bicey. The pitch. That's down low. Nice job by Bond again. Maya Sawatsky. Pitching to Bicey. Here's a windup and the pitch. It's way high. Gets by the Bond and then it hits the backstop. And getting the third base on the wild pitch is Benarik. Big pitch here. Two balls, one strike to the leadoff batter, Greta Bicey, with two outs. 3-3 the score. There's a ground ball to second. Jan fields it. Underhands it to Lee for the third out. Nice job by Kayla Jan. And nice fielding play to end that inning. So for Mineota, no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave one runner left at third base. So we're going to go to the top of the third inning. It's Mineota Canby 3, Lacapral Valley 3. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, Brandy Meyer at the plate here in the top of the third inning. It's Lacaparo Valley 3, Mineota Canby 3, and Madison Hennon pitching to Brandy Meyer. One ball, one strike to Brandy as we come out of commercial break. Brandy struck out in her first at-bat. Pitches high and away for a ball. 2-1 to Brandy. Well, as I mentioned, overall, the Mineota Canby Vikings are 16-2. Lacaparo Valley 13-4. Swing and a miss there by Brandy Meyer. Big cut there by Brandy. 2-2 count to Meyer. Hennon delivers. That's high for ball three. We've got a full count. Can hear the chatter in the dugouts. This is everyone knows this is a huge game. Next pitch. Oh, ball four. Wow, that was close. So Meyer gets on, the Eagles get their leadoff batter on base. And here's Kayla Jan. Kayla made a nice fielding play, just routine, but got the job done. Then fielded the ball, underhanded it for that third out by a inning. And here's the pitch to Jan. It's high. Meyer was almost halfway to second base, and then Brandy put the brakes on and got back. Mineota Canby averaged 8 runs a game. Lacaparo Valley averages 11. Pitches high. It's by the catcher, and Meyer will trot down to second base. So the Eagles, with nobody out here in the top of the third, has Brandy Meyer at second base and Kayla Jan batting. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Kayla Jan batting 357, and here's the pitch. Pop foul out of play. Kayla has 19 RBIs on the season. One of the leaders, third on the team in RBIs for Kayla Jan. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hennon delivers. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Blazing fastball there from Madison Hennon, the Mineota Canby pitcher. 1 out. That was the 4th, 5th strikeout of the game for Madison Hennon. Next pitch, now batting is Callie Kahn. Kahn had a hard hit ball to left field, 2 RBI double in the first inning. Kahn swings at that one, follows it off. 2 strikes here in the top of the third, still tied 3-3. Madison delivers, popped up, third base dugout, and it's out of play. Boy, looking into the stands here, there's a lot of people here. Callie Kahn. Callie's batting 362. She has 12 RBIs on the season. 0-2 count, 1 out. Runner on second for Lacaparo Valley, and the pitch is down low for a ball. Brandy Meyer at second base after drawing a walk, and then a wild pitch has her on second. Go ahead, run there. Hennon delivers. That's in the dirt. Gets by the catcher, Huzzabuzz, and Brandy Meyer will go to third base. So the go-ahead run now on third base for Lacaparo Valley. Meyer or Kahn batting, and the pitch. There's a ground ball to third. Third baseman fields it, comes home, and they got her out. Meyer collides with Huzzabuzz. She hangs on to the ball. Nice job by the third baseman, Isabel Huzzabuzz. And so Meyer is thrown out at the plate. Two outs. And a fielder's choice there. Yeah, Callie hit the ball hard right to the third baseman, Isabel Huzzlebuzz. And she threw to Kirsten Huzzlebuzz. Meyer left on the crack of the bat, and she was out at home plate. So two outs. Kahn at first base. Here's Zoe Doctor. She had an RBI single to the left in the first inning. Swing and a miss for strike one. Paul Ramo here in Mineota on this warm Tuesday. Here's the windup by Madison Hennon, and the pitch is inside. Courtney Anthony at first, Dakota Pesch playing second, Danny Conkelman at short. She's a freshman. Isabel Huzzlebuzz, the third baseman. Here's a ball hit hard to the third baseman. Conkelman knocks it down. She's not going to have a play. Zoe Doctor with a base hit. Kahn goes to second. Ball was hit routinely to the second base side of, and Conkelman, Danny, knocked it down, kept the ball in front of her. She didn't have a play. And there's a big swing and a miss by Val Piotr, the right fielder. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Mineota Canby 3, Lacapra Valley 3. Swing and a miss for strike two by Piotr. There's two outs, two on for the Eagles. Runners on first and second for Lacapra Valley. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out. That'll end the inning for the Eagles. And for Mineota Canby, no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave two on base. We'll go to the top or bottom of the third. Still tied, 3-3. We'll be right back after this.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love, we are, and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
All right, welcome back to Mineota. It's the 2, 3, and 4 batters for the Mineota Canby Vikings. We are all tied, folks, 3-3 in a huge Camden Conference softball game today. And here's the 1-1 pitch, and she attempted a bunt, missed it for strike two. Maya Swanski, before being injured with her right wrist, she's 4-1 on the season. She has struck out 64 batters this season. That's amazing. And there's just missed for ball two. Two balls, two strikes to Kirsten Huzzlebuzz, who got a base hit to left center field and her first at bat. Tied up 3-3. Swatsky and her windup in the pitch, ground ball, base hit, center field. Number 13, Kirsten Huzzlebuzz, out the right center field. And that's the fifth hit of the game for Mineota Canby. So nobody out here in the bottom of the third inning. And batting for the Vikings, Joelle Otto, the center fielder. Sawatsky delivers. Bunt missed. There goes a runner to second. The throw, not in time. Another good throw by Bond. I'm impressed with Aiden Bond here. The ninth grade catcher. Otto, that was a strike to Joel. Here's the next pitch. Oh, fly ball left field. Kahn coming in, and Callie makes the catch. Out in left field, off the bat of Otto. There's one out. There's Emily Walker. She had the big hit, the big two RBI double in the first inning, scoring two. And she actually went to third base on the throw home. So Emily Walker, the designated player, batting with a teammate, and Huzzabuzz at second base. Pitch in the dirt, nice stop by Bond. Yeah, Maya Sawatsky's ERA is 1.9. She's missed 2 weeks. Swing and a miss for strike one. Good cut there by Walker, just didn't make contact. 1-1 count, one out. Bottom of the third. Walker batting. Runner on second for the Vikings. Maya delivers. There's a ground ball. Hit the short. Brandy Meyer feels it. Throws the first for the out. And throw to third. Not in time. But Walker is thrown out. Brandy Meyer at short. Throws to Jalen Lee on the throw to first. Huzzabuzz took off for third. And Jalen Lee actually made a really nice throw to Shelstead. And it was close at third base. So Madison Hennen, the pitcher batting now for the Vikings, really can help her cause out here with the go-ahead run at third base. Here's the pitch by Sawatsky. Ground ball to Meyer. Fields it. Throws the first. Out number three. And Coach Lee and Coach Sawatsky fired up there. What a nice job there by the Eagles shortstop, Brandy Meyer, with two putouts there to end that threat by the Mineola Canby Vikings. No runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave one on. We'll go to the top of the fourth. Folks, we are tied 3-3 with the Eagles coming to bat. We'll be right back.
One of our sports boosters is CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Parle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Welcome back to Mineola. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Ryan Borstad batting. As we come out of commercial break, Ryan just swung at the third pitch there for the strikeout. And so there's one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Lacaparle Valley 4, Mineola Canby, the Eagles 3 and the Vikings 3. We're tied up 3-3. And now here's Aiden Bond. And the pitch is a strike. 3-3 your score here in the top of the fourth. We play 7. Just playing one game today. Next pitch high. One out. One ball, one strike. The number 9 batter, Aiden Bond, who struck out in her only at-bat. Madison Hennen. The pitch down low. Hennen has 7 strikeouts in the game. 2 balls, 1 strike. Pitch down low again to Bond. And it's the top of the order and Jalen Lee. 3 balls, 1 strike to Bond. Hennen winds up the pitch. Strike 2. We've got a full count to Bond. Beautiful day for ball, softball. Here's a full count pitch from Hennen. And that's called strike 3. And the catcher throws on the first. Wow. 2 outs. That was Two outs. Now top of the order. Jalen Lee batting. Jalen's 2-for-2 on the day. Both balls hit out the right center field. And the pitch is high for ball. Madison Hennin just recorded her 8th strikeout. Eagles pitch inside for ball one. 1-1 to Jalen. Each team scored 3 runs in the first inning. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. For strike one. Or strike two to Jalen. Boy, a big wind gust coming up now. Very windy right now. 1-2, 2 outs. Madison Hennin pitch. Swung on. Struck. Madison just struck out the side. 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Eagles. And we will go to the bottom of the fourth inning, still tied 3-3. We'll be right back.
Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student-athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. The dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
All right, bottom of the fourth inning, and the pitch, the batter, Courtney Anthony, swings at the first pitch, and she gets a base hit. Ball's hit almost the shortstop, but Sawatsky ran out of the circle, fielded it herself towards the third base bag, and then threw high to Jalen. So Anthony on first base. We're tied 3-3. Next batter swings at the first pitch, pops it up, foul territory, caught there by Kendall Shelstead on the other side of the bag. So one out. Boy, two pitches and two swings of the bat there by Mineota Canby. And there's one out. Here's Mackenzie Benarik, the right fielder. And she hits a long fly ball. This is going to go in the gap to right center field all the way to the fence. Anthony's around third. And she's being sent home. Here's the play to the plate. Not in time. And now the ball gets by Bond. And Swatsky just got a runner back to third and got in the hot box. Here's the play at the plate. She's out. But a run scores. And it's 4-3. Mineota Canby. Benarik swinging at the first pitch. And they hit it. Just a rocket. Out the right center field. And here's number one, Isabel Huzzabuzz. And the pitch is high for a ball. Okay. Wind up in the pitch. There's a shot to right field. Val Piotr kind of chased it down. And Benarik's on her way to second base. And she's in there with a double. Ball's hit out the right field. Val Piotr, running towards the right field line, knocked it down, kept it by her. 4-3 now. What happened? I haven't had time to explain what happened with Benarik's well-hit ball in the gap. Give you a second. Here's a pop-up to right field. Piotr coming in, makes the catch. 4-3 out. Off the bat of Greta Bicey. And Piotr made a nice running catch in right field there. Boy, the softball is fast action. There's a lot of action. It happens quick. So, but the Vikings pick up one run. in that inning. Now they take the lead 4-3 with the Eagles coming to bat here in the top of the fifth. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Paul Ramo back here in Mineota. Camden Conference softball, possibly the championship on the line here. And right now, Mineota can be leading 4-3. And Kendall Shelstead hits the ball out in the right field. She's going to try for two, and she's in there with a double for Kendall Shelstead to start the fifth inning. The right fielder, Benarik, threw the ball in the second and sailed over the head of the second base shortstop covering second. Lucky the left fielder was backing up there. Shelston might have run around third and scored. So nobody out. We're in the bottom of the fifth. 4-3, Mineota Camby leading Lacaparral Valley. And Brandy Meyer with two pitches and two swings and misses. Meyer struck out in the first and then walked in the third. Here's the next pitch, and that's high for a ball to Brandy Meyer. Softball moves along so fast, and I like that, but it's hard to keep booking. There's a little chopper. Oh, that went off the catcher's mitt, I think. It moves along so fast, much faster than baseball. I'm marking down on my scoreboard, and you can't look down. You got to keep up. Keep your head up. A swing and a miss for strike three. Meyer goes on swinging for the first out here in the fifth inning. That was the 10th strikeout for Madison Hennon. Here's Kayla Jan. Kayla has popped out to the pitcher. Actually, that was a bunt. She was bunting. There was a line drive back to Hennon. Here's a pop-up center shortstop. Makes the catch and then jumps on second base for the double play. Wow. Kayla Jan swung at the ball. Cockman, the shortstop, went over towards second, made the catch, and Shelstead was way off second base. And all Cockman had to do was step on second base for the double play. So that ends a quick inning there for the Eagles in the top of the fifth. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. The Vikings lead the Eagles 4-3. We'll be back after this.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
All right, well, here we are in the bottom of the fifth. The Vikings lead the Eagles by one run, 4-3. And coming out of commercial break, Kirsten Huzzabuzz swung at the first pitch, grounded out right back to the pitcher, Sawatsky, and she threw the first. And we have one out here in the bottom of the fifth. And now here's Joel Joelle Otto, the center fielder, batting. She's 0 for 2, struck out and flied out to left field. There's a shot to left field for Joelle Otto, and she gets the board. Base hit to left for Joelle Otto. And now Emily Walker, who's done a lot of damage here. Her batting, she had a 2-RBI double in the first inning. One run lead for Mineota Canby, 4-3. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Ground ball foul towards the first base side. Just want to explain a little bit what happened that last inning. When Benarik was up, she had the ball in the gap for right center field, went all the way to the fence, scoring Anthony easily from second. And then they had a play at the plate to get Anthony out, and then the ball got by Bond. Here's a ground ball to Shellstead at third. Bobbles it, throws the first, and they got her. Just got her. Good recovery there by Shellstead. Emily Walker grounds out to third base. 5-3 put out, and there's two out. Anyway, when the ball came in, Benarik, who hit the ball in the gap, rounded third, and Bond threw to third, and they got her in the hot box, and they got her out for the second out there. So that's what happened there. Here's a shot down the third baseline. Foul by Madison Hennen. Hennen had an RBI in the first inning. One strike to Madison Hennen. Maya Sawatsky, her first action in 2 weeks. She had an injured right wrist, her throwing wrist. So they gave it some rest. Looks like she's doing okay. And there's a beautiful changeup. Swing and a miss there by Hennen. Pitcher versus pitcher here. And so 0-2 count, two outs to Madison Hennen. Swatsky in the circle, in the windup, in the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out. And there's a strikeout. And that's the third out. And Swatsky's in the groove right there. So for Mineota Canby in the bottom of the fifth, no runs on one hit, no errors, and then they leave one on. We'll go to the top of the sixth. The Eagles find themselves down by one run, 4-3. We'll be back after this.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KOQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Ryan Smith Seed says it's time to make every seed count with AgriPartners' premier seed line, AP Select, offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-1079 or AgriPartners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
We're in the top of the sixth inning. Callie Kahn swings the ball. That then hits it right to the first baseman, Courtney Anthony, here in the top of the sixth inning. And that's your first out. 4-3, Mineota Canby leading La Caprile Valley. And a Canby Conference matchup here. And here's the pitch to Zoe Docker. Swings at it, fouls it down the third baseline out of play. Mineota Canby undefeated in conference play, 11-0. The Eagles are 9-1. So if the Eagles can beat Mineota Canby here, and they both teams win on Thursday, that would be a tie, but the tiebreaker would go to whoever wins this game. Here's a foul ball right by me, and it goes out of play by Zoe Docker. Two strikes, I believe. One out here in the top of the sixth. It's a one-run lead for Mineota Canby, 4-3. Eagles. Zoe Docker at the plate. Change up. Oh, strike three. Wow. nasty, nasty changeup by Madison Hannon. Impressive, let me tell you. That was strikeout number 11. Here's Val Piotr. And the windup by Madison Hannon, and that's inside for a ball. Two outs now here in the top of the sixth. Hannon in her windup and the pitch. Pop foul out of play for strike one to Val Piotr. See what Val's done here. Get my little stat sheet out. She's batting 389 with 12 RBIs. Swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Val Piotr, the right fielder at the plate. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for Madison Hannon and the Minnesota Vikings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the sixth. 4-3, Minnesota Canby leading La Caprile Valley. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089, with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski, wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul.
Paul Ramo back here in Minnesota, Camden Conference softball. What a game. 4-3, Minnesota Canby leading La Caprile Valley. The Vikings are batting here in the bottom of the sixth. Maya Sawatsky pitching for La Caprile Valley. Here's the first pitch to Courtney Anthony. It's 6-7 and 8 batters in the lineup for Minnesota Canby. Anthony got a base hit, came around to score her last at bat. Next pitch by Sawatsky, down low, ball two. Getting a little dusty out here with the wind. Pretty dusty. Dust flying all over the place. Next pitch in the dirt for ball three. 3-0 to Courtney Anthony. And the Minnesota fans to my left here are making a lot of noise. 3-0 count. Sawatsky in the windup and the pitch straight down the middle for strike one. A lot of La Caprile Valley fans here tonight, today, cheering on the Eagles. Big game. 3-1 pitch. High for ball four, so the Vikings get the leadoff batter on base. Leading 4-3 here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the second baseman, Dakota Pesch. She got a base hit. Out to Shelstead in foul territory at third base. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. See if Anthony will steal here at first base, try to get her in scoring position to get an insurance run here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Swatsky's pitch, change up, nice stop by Bond. My goodness. There's a strike two called to Courtney Anthony. 0-2 count to Anthony, or I mean to Pesch, excuse me. Swing and a miss, struck her out. And she's out. Strikeout number five for Sawatsky. One out. Here's Mackenzie Benarik, who had the big hit, a gapper to right center field, her last at bat. Pitch in the dirt, gets by Bond, and going down to third base now is Anthony. That's a big run there at third base right now, here in the bottom of the sixth. Benarik, it's a one-run game, 4-3. Minnesota with Anthony at third base. Sawatsky pitching to Benarik. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for a strike. One ball, one strike to McKenzie. And RBI in the fourth. Just one out, runner on third. pitch is foul ball for strike two. And it's the number nine batter, Isabel Huzzabuzz, waiting her turn on deck. Sawatsky. Eagles trying to hold the runner at third here. Here's the pitch. There's a pop-up, shallow right field. This is trouble. It's going to drop in there. It's going to score a run. That was kind of hitting no man's land there. Lee, the first baseman, going back. Kayla Jan, the second baseman, coming over. The right fielder, Priata, running in. And all three of them didn't have a chance there. So that was a big run for Camby, Mineota Camby. 5-3 now they lead. And Isabel Huzzabuzz at the plate with one out. The strike called. Canarik with two RBIs there. He's at first base. Here's a pitch, and it's high for a ball. One ball, one strike to the number nine batter, Isabel Huzzabuzz, the third baseman. She struck out in the second and got a double in the fourth inning. Next pitch, foul, woo, right at my face here, and I jerked a little bit. Thank goodness for the fencing in front of me. I would have caught that one right between the eyes. One ball, two strikes to Huzzabuzz. Maya delivers. Change up, strike three. What a strikeout. What a pitch. I love watching them change ups. Hennon throws one too, but Swatsky, that was just nasty. Two outs, top of the order. Here's Greta Bicey. Pitch to Bicey is out high and away for a ball. Two outs now here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 5-3. Vikings leading the Eagles. Maya delivers. Choppers back to the... Oh, gets by Swatsky. And now Janice can be too late. And now Lee throws the third, and they get her out. And she is out at third. Yes, she is out at third. And so, big out there. So, no run. Just one run in that inning there. And the Eagles got their work cut out for them coming into the top of the seventh. They're down by two runs, 5-3. We'll be back after this.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seth and Steve Haas, Madison. Is your home too hot in the summer or freezing in the winter? It's time for a change. At Christensen Spray Foam and Insulation in Camby, we specialize in spray foam insulation that keeps your home comfortable all year round. Save on energy bills, reduce noise, and protect your home from the elements. Whether it's your attic, walls, or basement, Josh has you covered with eco-friendly, high-performance insulation. Call 507-829-9054 today for a free estimate and feel the difference. That's Christensen Spray Foam and Insulation in Camby. That phone number again, 507-829-9054, or check them out on Facebook.
All right, we're in the top of the seventh inning. 5-3, Mineota Camby leading Lacapoil Valley. Carson Whitnabel pinch hitting here in the top of the seventh for Raya Borstead. Carson Whitnabel has one ball, two strikes on her. Here's the pitch from Hennon, and there's a strike, a swing and a miss for strike three. And there's one out. The Eagles need some runs here in the top of the seventh. And it brings up Aiden Bond, number nine batter for Lacapoil Valley. And the pitch is high and away, and Hennon seems to be throwing harder now than she did in the first inning. 5-3 your score. Swing and a miss. Big cut there by Bond. One ball, one strike here in the seventh. A big Camden Conference game here. It's down low. Coach Sawatsky down there clapping his hands. That was the 13th strikeout for Madison Hennin. There's a swing and foul back by Bond. Hayden's just a ninth grader. Two strikes on her, 2-2 count. Madison Hennin trying to pick up the 17th win for the Vikings here. The pitch is high to Bond. It's a full count. Eagles need base runners. Full count to Bond in the top of the order and Jalen Lee. Here's the pitch, and that's outside. Ball four. Lacaparo Valley has a base runner. They have a base runner, and the tying run comes to the plate with Jalen Lee here in the top of the seventh. Jalen's 2-for-3 on the day. The senior steps into the batter's box with Bond at first base. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. See what Coach Sawatsky does. Bond at first base. Kirsten Huzzabuzz, the catcher. Madison Hennin and her windup. The pitch, swing and a miss. For strike two. So Jalen falls behind 0-2. And Hennin's throwing some smoke, let me tell you. Madison and her windup in the pitch. Foul back. Jalen got a piece of it. Good at bat here for Jalen Lee. Eagles need two to tie. Hennin in her windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss. She chased the high fastball. And there's two outs. 14 Ks. And there's Kendall Shelstead. Eagles out, down to their last out here. Kendall Shelstead. She's hit some home runs to tie it up. And there's a shot to right center field. That's going to go in for a base hit. Bond's going to be held up at third base. So Kendall gets a base hit to right center. Bond goes from first to third, and the Eagles aren't done yet, folks. And it brings up Brandy Meyer. Or wait, Brandy Meyer at the plate. Brandy's had a tough day at the plate. Struck out twice and walked. Runners on the corner. Shelstead at first base. Here's the pitch. It's a strike right down the middle. Bond at third. 5-3, Mineota Camby leading Lacaparo Valley. There's two outs. Here's the pitch. There's a shot. Over to shortstop. And the scores one. Here comes Shelstead to the plate. We're tied up. Randy Meyer ties it up with a base hit to left center field. Oh, my goodness. Bond scores easily from third, and then Shelstead on her horse scored. And we are tied 5-5. How about that? Here's Jalen and Kayla Jan. And there goes the runner down the third, and she is out of there. Randy Meyer caught stealing second base. And now Coach Sawatsky goes out to talk with the base umpire, and Brandy Meyer's talking to the base umpire, so I'm thinking she was safe. Brandy and Scott Sawatsky is just livid out there. My goodness. And Scott is, and the base umpire are really going at it. Anyway, bottom of the seventh. Tied up 5-5. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
All right, welcome back to Mineota. What an exciting seventh inning that was for the Eagles. And Brandy Meyer hits a two RBI single to tie it up. We're tied 5-5. bottom of the seventh. The home team batting, Mineota Camby. And here's Kirsten Huzzabuzz takes a strike from Maya Sawatsky. Meyer was caught trying to steal second base. Controversial. And the pitch is high for ball two to end that last inning for the Eagles. Two balls, one strike to Kirsten Huzzabuzz. It's the 2-3 and 4 batters for Mineota Camby. Pitch by Swatsky's down low for ball three. Coach Heidi Loaggi at third base. Clapping her hands. This is championship caliber softball here, folks. Two of the top teams in the Camden Conference. There's a shot to right field. Base hit right over the head of Kayla Jan. Kayla gave it a good effort to jump and make the catch, but it just went over her head. So the winning runs at first base, Huzzabuzz. Nice job by Val Piotr, the right fielder, to hustle in there. Here's Joel Otto. Bunt, foul. So they're going to try to get Huzzabuzz in scoring position here in the bottom of the seventh inning, all tied up 5-5. My goodness. What a softball game here in Mineota tonight between the Eagles and the Vikings. Joel Otto, the center fielder, at the plate with a runner on first. And the pitch is high for a ball. One ball, one strike to Joel Otto. Huzzabuzz at first base. She's the winning run. Bottom of the seventh inning. Sawatsky, inner windup. The pitch. There's a shot to left field. That's going to go foul. Wow, it hits the fence. It hits the fence. Close to home. If you had to straighten that out, that might have been a home run. Two strikes, one ball, two strikes to Otto. She has struck out, flied out, and got a base hit. Here's the pitch from Swatsky. Change up outside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Eagles 5, Vikings 5, bottom of the seventh. Swatsky in her windup, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Big strikeout there for Swatsky. One out. Strikeout number 7 for Maya. Here's number 6, Emily Walker. She had the big hit. It was a gapper in the first inning. Two RBI single. Here's the pitch down low, and the runner will go to second base. Huzzabuzz in scoring position. The ball got a little by Bond, the catcher. So now, Camby Mineota with a runner on second base, the winning run with one out. Emily Walker at the plate. Emily Walker. One ball, no strikes to Walker. Maya taking her time. Sawatsky. And she's in her windup. And the pitch is high for a ball. These two teams are very talented. Great softball game here tonight. 2-0. The pitch. So just missed her ball three. 3-0. Madison Hennon is on deck for Mineota Camby. I think they're going to intentionally walk her. They are. They're going to walk her. So now a possibility of a double play if it's hit in the infield. And here's Madison Hennon, the pitcher. She possibly could win it with a swing of the bat. She had an RBI in the first inning. Madison Hennon at the plate. The pitch from Swatsky popped up, foul. And, oh, Bond just about had a great, just out of her reach in foul territory down the third base dugout. And Bond gave it a great effort. She would have caught that. That would have been a huge out. Madison Hennon, runners on first and second. We're in the bottom of the seventh, all tied 5-5. Swatsky, the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. All right, big pitch coming up here for Maya Swatsky. One out. 0-2 count to Madison Hennon. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Maya lets out a shout. Big strikeout for Sawatsky. Two outs. Are we going to go to extra innings? Here's Courtney Anthony. She's come around to score twice. Huzzabuzz at second, the winning run. Here's a shot to second base. Caught by Kalen Jan for the third out. Anthony flies a drive, line drive to Jan at second. Folks, we're going to extra innings. Why not? Tied up 5-5. The Eagles will bat here in the top of the eighth. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Water, better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
All right, folks, we're in the extra innings here. Camden Conference Championship possibly on the line. 5-5 the score, and here's Kayla Jan to start it off. Swing and a miss. First strike one, Madison Hennen throwing some heat. Swatsky throwing some heat. Great, two great pitchers going at it here. We're in the top of the eighth inning, swing and a miss for strike two. Kayla Jan, Callie Kahn, and Zoe Doctor, first three batters for La Caparo Valley. The junior, Madison Hennen, in her windup, and a swing and a miss for strike three. Kayla goes down on three pitches. One out, and here's Callie Kahn. Callie had a big two RBI double in the first inning. 5-5 the score. Pitches out high for a ball. Kahn batting for La Caparo Valley. The pitch pops up. Third base, foul territory, and out of play. Huzzabuzz giving chase to third baseman. What a softball game here this afternoon at Mineota. Of course, Mineota, Canby, they'll play in double A. Swing and a miss by Cali for strike two. When they start sections, they're not in class A, they're in double A. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Callie Kahn. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Nasty, nasty pitch again. Two outs. That's 16 strikeouts. Wait. And swing and a miss by Zoe Docker. 13-14. 16 strikeouts for Madison Hennen. There's a ground ball to the first baseman, fielded by Courtney Ante. She fields it, steps on first base, and that's a 1-2-3 inning here in the top of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth inning here. All tied up, 5-5. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-5910.
All right, Dakota Pesch batting here in the bottom of the eighth inning for Minnesota Camby. Swing and a miss for strike one from Sawatsky. Folks, we're in extra innings. 5-5 is the score. Bottom of the eighth inning, Minnesota Camby, Dakota Pesch at the plate. Next pitch is a ball. Two balls, one strike to Dakota Pesch. What a softball game here. Next pitch, fastball, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. 2-2 count to Pesch. Benarik on deck. Maya Sawatsky doing a fantastic job after a two-week layoff injury. There's a shot, a little dribbler. Jalen Lee dives for it. Megan makes the catch. Tries to throw it from her belly to Jan, not in time. They give a base hit there. Great effort there by Jalen. It's just a little blooper. Down the right field line, Jalen ran in, dove for the ball to try to catch it. Couldn't, but kept it by her. And then from her belly, tried to throw to Kayla Jan, covering first, not in time. So the winning run, Pesch at first. Here's Benarik. He's had two RBIs. There's a popped up behind home plate. And oh, and Bond can't make the catch right in front of me here. There's a pop-up, foul territory, foul ball by Benarik. Right by me here, and Aiden Bond popped out of her glove. Nobody out. Bottom of the eighth, 5-5 the score. Pesch at first base, Benarik batting. And she has a pop-up. This is catchable. The center fielder come over, and Brandy Meyer makes the catch, throws the first. Double play! Double play! Brandy Meyer behind second base. Makes the catch, almost ran into Zoe Doctor, and Pesch was way off first base, and Brandy makes the catch and right behind second base and throws to first to get Pesch trying to get back for the double play. Two outs. Wow. What a nice job there by Meyer. It looked like it was trouble because Meyer, the ball was hit by Menard behind second base. Doctor running in. Brandy Meyer was there. Kayla Janis. It looks like they all three were going to collide. Then Brandy just makes the catch at the last second. And then Pesch was way off first base, and she couldn't get back. And so the double play. Here's Isabel Huzzabuzz. Two outs now in the bottom of the eighth. And the pitch is a strike. Two. Strike two to the number nine batter, Isabel Huzzabuzz. Double plays, the pitcher's best friend. That was a big double play for Lacapaul Valley. Here's a swing and foul back. Count remains one ball, two strikes to Isabel Huzzabuzz. 5-5, your score. Bottom of the eighth, extra innings. The home team batting. Nobody on base. Huzzabuzz batting. 1-2, change up, strike three! Oh, and Swapsky is pumped up. Maya runs off the field, pumping her fist, jumping up and down. Wow. No runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're going to the top of the ninth inning. All tied up, 5-5. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products including Dundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Paul Ramo back here in Mineota. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Coming out of commercial break, Val Piatter just struck out here in the top of the ninth, so we got one out. We're tied 5-5. Camden Conference Championship on the line here, and now here's number 11 batting here for the Eagles, Carson Whitnable. And the pitch swung on and missed for strike two. Boy, Madison Hennon for the Vikings, the pitcher, she seems to be getting stronger and stronger as the game goes on here. Next pitch, swing and a miss. That's six pitches and two outs. That was strikeout number 18 for Madison Hannon. Here's the number nine batter, Bond, the catcher. And she swings that one and follows it back. Top of the ninth inning, folks. What a softball game. This is exciting for sure. A lot of fun. Got a section tournament feeling to it. Pitches outside and high for ball one to Aiden Bond. Then it's the top of the order and Jalen Lee. But there's two outs. Hennon winds up, foul ball down the first base side. Out of play. Aiden struck out twice and then walked and came around the score in that important seventh inning when the Eagles tied it up in the top of the seventh. And then held Mineota Camby in the bottom of the seventh. There's a pitch high for ball two. Hennon, Eagles have two, three, four, seven hits. There's a ground ball, base hit, right center field for Aiden Bond. And the Eagles have a base runner at first base in Bond. Good at bat there for the ninth grader. And now here's the senior, top of the order, Jalen Lee, here in the ninth. That's right, folks, the ninth inning. The wind up in the pitch, high, and there goes the runner down the Bond down the second. She steals second. She's safe. So runner in scoring position. Now if Jalen Lee can get a base hit, I'm sure Sawatsky, Bond is pretty fast. That is a huge run out there at second base right now for Lacapau Valley. Jalen Lee at the plate. 1-0 count to Jalen Lee. Two outs here in the top of the ninth. And pitch swing and a miss for strike one. Big cut there by Lee. Jalen's 2-for-4. Here's the next pitch. Swag, got a piece of it for strike two. And I think Bond's going to go to third base. She is. Bond's at third base. All right. One ball, two strikes. This is a big pitch for Madison Hannon. She's in her windup in the pitch, swing, and a miss, struck her out. Wow. Folks, we're going to the bottom of the ninth. Still tied 5-5 with the Vikings coming to bat. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. You can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake,
at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindacroofing.com.
We are in the bottom of the ninth inning. The home team, Mineota Camby, batting. We're tied 5-5. Camden Conference Championship here, possibly. And the ball is pitched by Sawatsky. It's actually the top of the order for Mineota Camby. Greta Bicey, Kirsten Husabas, and Joel Otto. Sawatsky's been pitching fantastic. So has Madison Henning. There's a ground ball. It's got a lot of spin on it. Jalen Lee feels it, goes to first, not in time. Base hit for Greta Bicey. That ball was hit off the end of the bat. I could see the spin on the ball, and Jalen had to go way off first base to field it. Kayla Jan covering first, got there in time, but Bicey's fast and beat the throw. Here's Husabas, Kirsten Husabas. The pitch down low. There goes the runner to second. Here's the throw. She's out. She's out. Bond throws Bicey out trying to steal second base. Oh, the freshman, Aiden Bond. Right on the money. Brandy Meyer put the tag on her. It was close. A base umpire called her out. Big out there. Pitch in the dirt there to Husabas. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 5-5 your score. Boy, that was a great throw by Bond. Maya took her face mask off. She got dust in her eyes. It's pretty dusty out here. I got dust all over my radio equipment. Here's the pitch, down low for ball. 2-1 to Kirsten Husabas, the catcher. She came around to score way back in the first inning. These two teams will not meet in section play because Mineota Camby's in double A. And the pitch down low for ball three, 3-1 to Husabas. Joel Otto on deck for Mineota Camby. We got shade. I'm sitting in shade finally. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Full count. Sawatsky has 9 strikeouts into the game. In the game so far, here in the bottom of the ninth. We're tied 5-5. Here's the pitch. And that's ball 4. Just missed on the outside. So Husabas is at first base representing the winning run. And Coach Sawatsky's going to call time. Go visit with his pitcher daughter. Took her face mask out just a little while ago, and I think she had some dust in her eyes, so Coach Sawatsky going out there with a towel and some water. What a softball game. 3 runs. Each team scored 3 runs in the first inning. We're tied 3-3. Mineota broke that tie in the fourth with a run. Then they went up 5-3 in the sixth, and the Eagles had a big seventh inning, scoring 2 to tie it 5-5, and that's where we're at right now. Both teams had they're in the extra innings here. Now with one out, thanks to Eddie Bond throwing out Bicey trying to steal second. But Husabas is at first base, Otto at the plate. We're going to resume play here as we get a good wind gust here. Here's the pitch. It's popped up. This is catchable in foul territory. Jalen Lee makes the catch and foul for the second out. And then, was that foul? And then he touched first for a double play? What? They called it a fair ball. Jalen makes the catch, and Husbands was way off first base. And there's a double play. How about that? Wow. So, we're going to go to the 10th. We're going to go to the 10th. I should have brought my sleeping bag. We might be here a while. Eagles coming to bat. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete
professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
All right, we're tied 5-5. We're in extra innings. We're in the 10th inning. And Kendall Shelstead's going to start it out for La Caparo Valley. Takes first pitch, a strike from Madison Hennin. What a softball game here. This is one of the better softball games I've seen in a long, long time. One ball, one strike to Kendall Shelstead, then Brandy Meyer and Kayla Jan. Here's the pitch. Ground ball off Madison Hennin, goes, hits the second base bag. We got a base hit for Kendall Shelstead. Ball hit hard on the ground, and Madison Hennin reached down, and she might have got a piece of it with her glove, but then the ball hit the second base bag, and so Kendall's aboard. There we go. Here's Brandy Meyer, going to bunt, and it bunts it right in front of home plate. They throw to first, and then it's safe. It hits her. Shelstead's on her way to third, and she's going to be held up at third base. And Brandy Meyer goes down to second. Nobody out here in the top of the 10th inning. Meyer bunted the ball. The third baseman, Isabel Husband, fielded it, and then threw to first. It either hit Meyer or the first baseman. And now, so the Eagles with a great opportunity here to break this 5-5 tie. Shelstead at third, Meyer at second. Here's Kayla Jan. She bunts it in front of home plate, and they throw to first. Here's Shelstead trying to score. She does! She does! Kendall Shelstead scores! What a bunt by Kayla Jan! She's thrown out at first. The catcher threw her out. And then when they made the throw to first to get Jan out, Shelstead broke for home, and they threw it home, but not in time. And it's 6-5. Another bunt. Coach Swatsky playing small ball here. This is Callie Kahn batting. What a beautiful bunt by Kayla Jan. With runners on second and third. Third baseman came in, fielded it quickly, threw to first. And there's a bunt down the third baseline. That's a beaut. They throw to first to get. And that time, Meyer's going to have to stay at third. Mineota Camby played that one perfectly. Nice job by the third baseman, Huzzabuzz. And there's two outs. Meyer's at third base. Eagles could use an insurance run here. Here's Zoe Doctor with two outs here in the top of the 10th. Pitches down low. Gets away. Meyer's going to try to score, and she's out. She is out. Good aggressive base running. You had to try it. And that's the third out. The ball got by the catcher, Huzzabuzz Kirsten, a little bit. But Brandy, when she saw that, she broke for home. And it was a good decision. You got to be aggressive like that, but Mineota Camby played that one good. But more importantly, the Eagles pick up a run. They lead 6-5. Mineota Camby has to score here in the bottom of the 10th. We'll see if they can right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Mineota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6174. Universal Forest Products, Mineota.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know: Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
All right, welcome back to Mineota. What a softball game here. We're in the bottom of the 10th inning. Lacapara Valley leading 6-5. They scored a run in the top of the 10th. Mineota here in the bottom of the 10th. Emily Walker at the plate. One ball, two strikes to Emily Walker. Sawatsky's pitch, foul ball down the right field. Line out of play. Count remains 1-2 to Walker. It's Walker, Madison Hennon, Courtney Anthony, the first three batters. Eagles trying to win a big game here. They got a big run there in the top of the 10th. Here's the pitch, ground ball, foul. And Emily Walker, who had a two RBI double in the first inning, hanging tough here with Sawatsky. Sawatsky with nine strikeouts in the game. Walker, ready. One ball, two strikes. Sawatsky's pitch, foul. Got a piece of that one. Amazing, absolutely amazing softball game. Great plays, great hitting, great pitching. Pitching's been unbelievable. One ball, two strikes. Change up, swing and a miss, strike three. One out, there's that change up by Sawatsky. Madison Hennon, the pitcher, steps into the batter's box. She's one for four. She struck out twice and had RBI sacrifice fly. She hits that one way up there, out of play. She got around. Wow. Strike. Coach Heidi Lawaji at third base. Eagles need two outs, and they pick up a big win. Ooh, and that one slipped out of Maya's hand. It kind of rolled across home plate. Folks, we're in the bottom of the 10th. Lacapara leading by one run, 6-5. And you know, batting here in the bottom of the 10th. Nobody on, one out. And there's a high pop-up. Callie Kahn calling for it. She's got the sunglasses down, and she makes the catch. Two out! Two out! And it's up to Courtney Anthony to keep it going here for Lacapara Valley. Kaya Sawatsky pitching to Courtney Anthony. The Eagles lead 6-5. They're one out away from picking up a win. Anthony at the plate. She scored twice in the game. Here's the windup in the pitch. Foul ball to back to the backstop for strike one. One ball, one strike. We're in the bottom of the 10th, folks. Sawatsky got a smile on her face. Two outs, 1-1 count to Anthony. The pitch in the dirt for ball two. 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Courtney, the first baseman. Sawatsky, inner windup, the pitch. Ground ball, hits the jam. Oh, she bobbles it, and it goes out to right field. And so Anthony gets aboard, representing the tying run, the go-ahead run. Pesh comes to the plate. The Vikings aren't done yet. And here's Dakota Pesh. What's she done? She struck out. She's got on base twice. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the 10th. Sawatsky trying to finish it off here. And Pesh at the plate. Here's the pitch. And it's popped up. Popped up. And Kahn's going to catch it. And the Vikings win.
Oh, the Eagles win! Excuse me! I got a little excited there. The Eagles celebrating on the field. They win 6-5 over Mineota Camby, and Mineota Camby, their first conference loss of the season. What a softball game, folks. That was amazing softball game here in Mineota tonight. Both teams shaking hands. And Coach Sohatsky, Coach Lee. And listen to them to celebrate as they head out the right field to have a team meeting. So we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back and wrap things up here in Mineota. The Vikings win it 6-5 in 10 innings.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Camby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Probably one of the more exciting softball games I've seen in a long, long time. Eagles win 6-5 in 10 innings. Scott Sohatsky joins me. How you doing, Scott?
Well,
was that fun or what?
I tell you what, and that, you know, it's a dogfight when we play Mineota, and they're a great team. They're very well coached. Have a lot of respect for them. But this is what makes our girls better is when we can play teams like this. And yep. I thought they really rose to the occasion. And coming into today, we just said, why not us? You've worked as hard as anybody. You deserve this. And they made just play after play, big at bats. They came out strong. They weathered any storm that was thrown at them, and you know, they scoring six runs off of a pitcher like that is very impressive, and I just really couldn't be prouder of what we've got going on.
What'd you tell the girls out there in right field?
Well, we just did a big.
I heard a lot of screaming and stuff.
You know, we've did a big old flex, and this is box number one. Well, and I have two big ones tomorrow that we've got to take care of business, right? But one of the things that they've talked about is. Goals, right?
Yeah.
And so the first goal is winning a conference championship, and we knew that it would probably be a horn locker between us and Mineota. And sure enough, just like last year, you know, they got us in a 1-0 win last year to win the conference,
and
we got them in a 10-inning thriller, 6-5 this year. And so it's just so much fun, and I couldn't be prouder. So a lot of goals, but we have business to take care of tomorrow against Ortonville.
All right, let's talk about the game a little bit. Each team scored three runs in the first.
They put up a run in the fourth, run in the sixth, and then a big seventh inning for you guys. How about Brandy Myers double there and a couple runs there? Shelstead, good base running.
Well, you know.
The seventh inning, top of the seventh.
Yeah, Kendall's had a hell of a season. I don't know if I can say that on the air, but I did.
Yep.
So, and it's fitting. She's just been a monster for us. And then, you know, we expect Brandy to step up in moments like that, and she did. She's a star. She's a stud. And she shined in the moment.
Yep.
And had a big two-out single that scored two RBIs and gave us a fighting chance. And then our girls just gritted their teeth after that and kept fighting.
All right, plus cooperative play of the game. I'm going to give it to the bunt that Kayla Jan did in the 10th inning. You were playing small ball there for a while, and what a job by it. Was it Shelstead that broke home?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Shelstead broke home on that bunt. They threw Kayla out at first, but when that throw went to first, Kendall broke right away for home.
Yeah, well, Kendall on the bases, and honestly, Kayla has been pivotal for us bunting and playing small ball, and it seems like she often comes up. We have her in the four slot, and, you know, she's not your traditional powerhouse four hitter.
Yep.
But she's been up in big moments and executed beautifully, and again, she's a senior.
Yep.
We expect her to do that, and she did it. She delivered.
All right. Well, what a fantastic game. That was 10 innings. I don't think I've done a 10-inning game for a long time.
Yeah, and in this heat, you know, I couldn't be prouder of our girls for just continuing to stay laser-focused and keep competing. We take care of business tomorrow, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, so for the Camden Conference Championship, Mineota, I think they host KMS Thursday, and you got tomorrow. You moved that game up from with Ortonville,
we
right?
did, yeah, because of some pending weather. So we'll play a doubleheader against Ortonville, and if we can win both of them, then via tiebreaker, we will be the Camden Conference champion as far as head-to-head matchup. So we're looking to get out, rest up, get hydrated tonight, and show up tomorrow and get after it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Hey.
Appreciate your time. That was fun. I got a front row seat.
Yeah,
here.
Thanks for being here, Paul. I'm glad you could be here so our fans at home could hear what was going on and hopefully watch with live stream. Just a special moment for our kids.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of your players here.
Yeah.
Some of your players. Brandy Meyer had a heck of a game. Let's talk about Maya. I got to talk about your daughter.
Sure.
Coming back, I think, how long she's been? 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. She had a strained muscle in her forearm, and
She had 10 strikeouts. I mean, she did really well tonight.
Yeah. I'm very proud of her. You know, she gritted her teeth. I wasn't sure if she was going to have her stuff tonight. I thought she located her fastball well. Her changeup got a little bit sloppy, but I think the heat and the tiredness, you know, and not throwing for a while, but kept them just off balance enough. We started going inside a little bit on hitters, and they weren't able to turn on her as much. So I just think she did an outstanding job of keeping people off balance.
How about at the plate for you guys? Zoe Doctor had an RBI. Brandy Meyer had two RBIs. Kendall Shelstead, she came around to score three times, and she had the big break there, like we said, in the seventh inning.
Yeah. I really feel like our whole lineup is potent and dangerous, and I think they all played very pivotal roles in this victory. So,
All right, good. All right, I'll name a player of the game. I'll let you go. I think they want pictures with you.
Oh, sounds good.
Big win.
Sounds good.
And good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Appreciate
I appreciate it.
It.
Thanks for being here, Paul.
You bet.
All right, bye-bye.
That's Scott Sawatsky. The big win, 6-5. Line scores read, 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, and 6 left on base. For Lockbrow Valley, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, and 7 on left on base for Mineota Canby. Arnia Neal, Subway player of the game. This is a tough one. I'm going to pick Kendall Shelstead. Shelstead came around 3 times to score, and she had the big break on that bunt by Brandy Meyer in the 10th inning. Jan bunted the ball, perfect bunt, and they threw her out at first, and when that third baseman started to throw the ball at first, Kendall broke for home, and that was the difference of the game. So Kendall Shelstead, it's our player of the game. And that wraps things up here tonight. From Mineota, thanks everybody for listening. Our next broadcast comes Thursday. I'll be at Madison with the Mineota Viking baseball team. They'll be at Madison taking on Lockbrow Valley Thursday. I think that's a 5 o'clock start. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Big game. 10 innings it took, but the Eagles win at 6-5. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Game Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam and Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. It's time for local news on Q92.